I'm not fat, said Mr. Vandemar. Mr. Croup, who had cut Richard's phone line at the first mention of calling the police, and was starting to wonder whether he had cut the right cord or not, 20th century telecommunications technology not being his strongest point, took a handbill from Vandemar. I never said you were, he said. Spit! Mr. Vandemar hawked a mouthful of phlegm from the back of his throat and spat it neatly onto the back of the handbill. Mr. Croup slapped the handbill hard onto the wall next to Richard's door. It stuck immediately and stuck hard. Have you seen this girl? It asked. Said, stout fellow, means fat. Stout also means strong, sound, sturdy, staunch, lusty, vigorous, brave, resolute, and intrepid, said Mr. Croup. Do you believe him? They turned back down the stairs. Do I buggery? Said Mr. Vandemar. I could smell her. Richard waited by his front door until he heard the main door slam several floors below. He was walking down the hallway back towards the bathroom when the phone rang loudly, startling him. He sprinted back down the hall and picked up the handpiece. Hello? Said Richard. Hello? No sound came out of the handpiece. Instead, there was a click, and Jessica's voice came out of the answering machine on the table next to the phone. Her voice said, Richard, this is Jessica. I'm sorry you're not there, because this would have been our last conversation, and I did so want to tell you this to your face. The phone, he realized, was completely dead. The handpiece trailed a foot or so of cord and was then neatly cut off. He shouted into it anyway, saying things like, Jessica, and I am here, and please don't hang up. You embarrassed me very deeply last night, Richard, the voice continued. As far as I'm concerned, our engagement is at an end. I have no intention of returning the ring, nor indeed of ever seeing you again. I trust you and your lame duck will rot in hell. Bye-bye. Jessica! Shouted Richard, hoping perhaps by sheer volume to penetrate the telecommunications network. The tape stopped turning. There was another click, and the little red light began to flash. Bad news? Asked the girl. She was standing just behind him, in the mini-kitchen part of the flat, with her arm neatly bandaged. She was getting out tea bags, putting them in mugs. The kettle was boiling. Yes, said Richard, very bad. He walked over to her, handed her the Have You Seen This Girl poster. That's you, isn't it? She raised an eyebrow. The photograph's me. And you are Doreen? She shook her head. I'm Dor, Richard Mayhew Dick. Milk and sugar? Richard was feeling utterly out of his depth by now, and he said, Richard! Just Richard. No sugar. And then he said, Look, if it isn't a personal question, what happened to you? Dor poured the boiling water into the mugs. You don't want to know, she said simply. Oh, well, I'm sorry if I... No, Richard, honestly, you don't want to know. It wouldn't do you any good. You've done more than you should have already. She removed the tea bags and handed him a mug of tea. He took it from her and realized that he was still carrying around the telephone handset. Well, I mean, I couldn't just have left you there. You could have, she said. You didn't. She pressed herself up against the wall and peered out of the window. Richard walked over to the window and looked out. Across the street, Mr. Croup and Mr. Vandemar were coming out of the newsagents and... Have You Seen This Girl? Was stuck in a place of prominence in the newsagent's window. Are they really your brothers? He asked. Please, said Dor, unimpressed. Give me a break. He sipped his tea and tried to pretend that everything was normal. So where were you? He asked. Just now. I was here, she said, Look, with those two still around, we have to get a message to... She paused. To someone who can help. I don't dare leave here. Well, isn't there somewhere you could go? Someone that we could phone? She took the dead handset from his hand, cut wire trailing, and shook her head. My friends aren't on the telephone, she said. She put the phone back down in its cradle, where it sat, useless and lonely. Then she smiled, fast and wicked. Breadcrumbs, she said. Sorry? Said Richard.